I registered online. I booked myself on a coach. This was in peak summer. We're talking July, I think. I remember we walked to the location. It was very early in the morning. So, you know, the summers, they get really bright very, very early. It's around 4 o'clock. It was already starting to get bright. There were about 600 people, 600, 700 people who were all there, which kind of struck me as quite, I was quite impressed with the turnout. I had no idea what to expect. You know, this guy, he appears on a crane like a superstar. He just arrives. Everybody just goes, oh, people seem to know who he was. I had no idea. He started counting down. And so there was this big drama. This, you know, he's American. I think they make a big song and dance about it. And so they started counting down from 10. And when everyone took their clothes off, everyone just started spontaneously applauding. It was an overwhelming moment, you know, I must say, because I think at that point, all of the demons that had been plaguing my head, because, you know, the idea of shame gets started very, very young. Let's say you're young and you're wearing a frock or a skirt, and then you flash your knickers and people go, shame, shame, puppy, shame, or you're, you know, the bra strap peeping. But in the years since, I realized that perhaps I expected some great big revelation to happen. I thought this is so dramatic, you know, maybe some of the dramatization happened in my own head, you know. Whereas what now strikes me is that it's very normal. Nothing could have been more normal. Nothing could have been more banal, if you like. The idea of shame is instilled so young that suddenly it was as if none of that mattered, you know. This is all there is. This is all. In fact, clothes make it harder. When you are unclothed, it doesn't matter at all. We're all the same.